What's going on, guys? This is the MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And we're back. It's a brand new episode. It is February 25th, 2021. And it's a brand new week. So a lot of energy. How's everything, man?
Yeah, I can't believe that February is almost over. Damn. I just felt like, well, February is, you know, historically a short month, but still, yeah. Like, it went like so fast.
Yeah.
The only bad thing about it is like this, it's the fucking rent's due. Well, with you, like you're on the hunt for a house.
Yeah. You know, like right now's a decent time to look for a house, at least to see what's out there. Especially if you're able to do it.
Yeah.
And fortunately we are. So at least able to look for something decent. So that's what we're doing right now. House hunting, I think if you put a lot of hope into like getting your dream house, you're going to be waiting a long time. There's a lot of houses out there that you find out you do not like a lot of things. It's a corner house, or is it, you know, you got to look at the schools, you got to drive around the neighborhood a few times, especially if you have kids. I think it puts a lot more pressure in terms of like making sure you got at least a good neighborhood, you know what I mean? The house you can build up on,
but yeah.
But yeah, we're looking at some stuff and see what happens.
You know, I think the worst houses you can get are houses that are facing a major street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like every time, yeah. I walk by it, like, why did you agree to buy this?
I know. Those two. Those are like one of the, like, where it's so busy and then you can't let your kid outside. You don't know who's going to walk by your freaking house. And
well, yeah, that too. Like, you know, pedestrians.
And then the noise.
Yeah, the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like where your mama lives, like that one block, I think it's on Mills?
No. Yeah.
Mills and Mills?
Over in Whittier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all those houses are nice, but they're
I think it's off of Mills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're just facing a major street, like, yeah. That's crazy to me.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way. So you take those all that kind of stuff into accord, and then you're like, yeah, I'm not feeling this one.
Yeah, it's not like you're renting it where you can just move.
You're buying it, so you got to make sure like it works for you.
Yeah, it's an investment. It's a big investment.
And you're able to, you know, then everything's like an auction. Just because you find a house that you like, so a lot of other people do too.
Yeah.
So they're going to, you put your bid in, you're the best and what you're most comfortable with offer, and then you just hope for the best. And dude, there's a lot of people out there with, you know, got some money, man.
They're hood rich.
They're hood rich right now.
Yeah.
Or a lot of people are just, you know, they got money to blow and right now they're looking to cash in. So I don't know.
Yeah, it sucks.
It sucks. But yeah, I've been doing a lot of that. Definitely. Just been taking it easy this past week or so. Not much. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, I haven't been doing anything much either. I just binge a bunch of shows when I'm with my girl. We just watch like the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, shit like that. Yeah. So I mean,
and what else? What else are you watching?
WandaVision.
Oh yeah, we talked about WandaVision. Yeah,
Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that. I gotta like prepare myself to invest in that.
That's a great show.
Yeah,
I mean,
cause I love Breaking Bad, and you saw the and all that. So
and it's created by the same guy.
Yeah.
So yeah. He's a great. Was he right for the show? Is he a writer or is he a...
He's got to be like the head writer, kind of oversees everything, okays everything. I'm sure they have a whole staff of writers, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
What else? Before we get into some MMA talk. We were just watching the Max Holloway, Brandon Schaub interview on the Food Truck Diaries. I thought it was pretty cool. Pretty little interesting to see
Max's head,
and his way of thinking.
Yeah, and Brennan's interview skills are really good.
Yeah, the natural kind of a lot. He gets a lot of hate. I understand it.
Oh, he does.
Who? Schaub?
Yeah.
For his interview skills. Oh, not well. Interview skills? No, not so much. I think the guy does a pretty decent job.
Yeah, he's a great interviewer.
Yeah.
But as a person, yeah.
I can see why people come after him a lot, and he bugs me sometimes too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're watching a little bit of that. That was pretty cool. If you haven't checked that out. Also, make sure you like and subscribe this podcast. Share everything. Just MMA Complex on every platform: Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, give stuff, your thoughts, and then we'll be obviously putting out more content and do what we do. Catch the fights last Saturday.
I caught most of them. It's a great card, especially great. That main event was epic.
I mean, we kind of saw that. I mean, you thought maybe that could happen. That was probably Derek Lewis's best chance of winning.
He said that he trained for that, for Curtis Blaydes to shoot in.
Yeah, it was either, I think he said, a knee he was going to try to go for at some point in the fight, and an uppercut. For me, I thought, because Curtis Blaydes, although he's a great wrestler, at times shoots in with his head kind of like, you know, like Askren went in for Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah.
He shoots in a lot like that.
And he shoots in like a mile away.
Yeah, and he shoots in a mile away. He doesn't really close. He doesn't set up or close that gap strategically. So he leaves himself open a lot. And that's how Ngannou caught him. That's how, you know, Derek Lewis caught him. So I knew that was a possibility. But
he was out cold, huh?
Yeah. And in a 5-round fight, I mean, Derek Lewis is dangerous all the way up until the last round. So
it's crazy how much power he has in his hands, huh? It's like any given moment, like he can just hit someone and they'll go down.
So I mean, it was a vicious KO, uppercut from hell.
And you know that fight, like, I mean, Derek Lewis beat a top contender.
Yeah.
Knocked him out.
Yeah. Knocked him cold. I feel bad for Curtis Blaydes because, you know, he's got a lot of the lead up to the fight was Curtis Blaydes heavy. Like there was a lot of like his speech impediment was one segment. His engagement and his family was another segment. So there was and the promo for the fight was like leading up that like Curtis Blaydes is going to be the one to like, you know, take that next crack at the title. And I think Derek Lewis, even though people love him, the UFC promotion was not necessarily backing him in this fight, I don't think.
No, it's just that he has that nonchalant kind of attitude where he doesn't give a fuck, really. Yeah. And like he wants to fight Overeem.
Yeah, because he wants to stay active because he knows that, you know, the heavyweight title picture is going to be stagnant for pretty much the rest of the year.
Yeah, kind of the walk-away division.
You got Ngannou and Stipe. And you know how long Stipe takes for between fights. He takes usually a year sometimes. So John Jones is already kind of waiting in the wing for the next title shot. That probably won't happen until fall.
Yeah.
And so Derek Lewis, he wants to stay active and he wants to fight Overeem before Overeem retires. And
but he said that he has no interest in fighting for the title.
I think because he knows, I think he talked about it, he knows that like Jones is there. So it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
So I think mentally, I think he's prepared himself to already know that it's going to be a long time before I get a title shot.
Yeah.
Even though I love he's Derek like ranked Lewis. Number two or three, you know,
like he's like really sexual and like he's fucking, like someone said he says it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. You know, like we you know, Lauren Senko is you know, she's doing a lot more work with the UFC now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you follow her on Instagram. Have you followed her on Instagram?
No.
So she's got a little bit of enhancement done.
Have you noticed? Face?
No.
Jits?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Have you noticed that? No?
No, I haven't.
I don't know, man. She's looking good to me. Even more so. She looked good before, but she, you know, she's definitely looking good now.
And show me a picture.
We used to hate on her a little bit, I think, for her interviewing skills. Especially her in-ring stuff.
Yeah.
For Invicta. Maybe she was getting used to it. I don't want to hate her on her too much, but we hated on her a little bit in her Invicta days.
She's the one that what's her face kiss, right?
Yeah. It just the questions and all that, they just weren't that the in-ring stuff.
Yeah, they're very generic questions.
Yeah, it was very generic questions. But I think she's grown leaps and bounds. I think she's definitely upped her game coming to the UFC. I think she's done a fantastic job.
Yeah.
So I want to give a shout out to her, obviously for.
I'm curious now to see her
abilities. I mean, she looks the same pretty much, but there's a little bit of enhancement. You can see it, and it looks good. So, shout out to her looks, and a shout out to her
improving skills,
improving interviewing skills.
Yeah.
So, the card I thought it was a fun card, man. You had a lot of new versus old. You know what I mean? You had a lot of like Tom Aspinall defeats Andre Arlovsky, and you know, Tom Aspinall grew up watching Arlovsky.
I can't believe Arlovsky's still fighting. It's crazy to me.
I know, I think he's like 42. Aspinall's a big, fast, you know, talented young heavyweight. I mean, that guy's, if he can navigate the division really well and obviously work on any holes he might have in his game, I'm thinking maybe his wrestling could be an issue. But his movement, his footwork, his speed and ability, his boxing ability, his size, he's a big dude. The guy's a really good really, really, really good prospect. For me, it just, he's still green. He like in one moment in the fight, Arlovsky was hurt but covered up, and Aspinall almost blew his wad just trying to take him out. Yeah. And that's kind of like a rookie thing, and you can see it right away. Arlovsky was coming at him, and Aspinall was trying to catch his breath. So it was that type of stuff, you know, and head movement. And you know, there's certain things when you're put in adverse, you know, situations, you know, right. How does he respond? So I thought he was great. Phil Haas against Nasruddin Aminov, I thought that was a really good back and forth. Most of the time it was Phil Haas controlling it with the wrestling. Chris Daukaus defeating Alexei Oleinik. Chris Daukaus, probably the worst body in UFC, I think, right now. Just a big white fridge looking, you know, just not a physique that anybody really want. I mean, the guy's I think he's a cop too, in Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania, somewhere.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the UFC for you. That's the fact that, like, we were just looking at Frank Mir taking a professional boxing bout. I'm like,
sad.
It's sad because
it's really sad, actually.
You reach the pinnacle, you reach the height of the sport, and you still have to have like a full-time job. It's sad. Like
especially with Frank Mir, he's been fighting for a long time.
I know. And if he was making like Mayweather money, you think he would still be fighting at?
No, hell no.
Hell no. Maybe competitive, like maybe some jiu-jitsu tournaments or something like that, but for fun.
Not fighting, yeah. Because like he has, can you imagine? I don't know.
So Chris Daukaus is a full-time, police officer, and you know, I get it. You'll probably get paid pretty decent, benefits and all that. The UFC is not giving you shit. You know what I mean? You're you know, making probably 10 and 10. You know what I'm saying? So it's
damn, that's sad.
That's sad, man. Chris Daukaus is another contender in the heavyweight division. Alexei Oleinik, you know, guy's been around for a long time. There's a long, lengthy record, and I think it's starting to wear on him. So I could see him retiring at some point soon. But Chris Daukaus, looking good. Derek Minner defeating Charles Rosa, dominant. You know, held him down, warm like a freaking backpack. You know, and Derek Minner was turned it on. Charles Rosa, I think, was the favorite in that one too. Yana Kunitskaya defeating Caitlin Vieira. Yana picking up a win. She looked good. And then Derek Lewis, you know, sending Curtis Blaydes to
sleep.
To sleep, to the nether realm. I don't know.
It's crazy.
So Derek Lewis, you think I don't know. Alistair just got that fight. He's freaking caved in his nose with Volkanovski or no. What's his name? Yeah, no.
No, it was
Volkov.
Yeah,
Volkov. Derek Lewis already knocked out Volkov, so I don't think they're gonna, you know, Volkov's gonna get that fight with Derek Lewis, who's ranked higher now. Maybe Curtis Blaydes versus Volkov, do a rematch on that.
No. Just put Travis, I mean, not Travis, Derek Lewis against let's see, against Overeem. No,
I wouldn't mind Derek Lewis versus Overeem, but I think Derek Lewis wants to take some time off, maybe fight just before summer.
And Overeem's going to fight. Wait, did he just fight?
Overeem just fought.
Yeah, he just fought, right?
He just fought Volkov, and he got his nose busted open, like in the first round. That's part of the reason why he ended up losing that fight, because he couldn't breathe and it was all fucked up. There was like a big old gash and it was all caved in right there. So I don't see Overeem fighting till fall, maybe. With the nose like that, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but what does Derek do to go from here? Unless he just takes all the time off, but then that's going to hurt him more than.
Want to look at the heavyweight UFC heavyweight division? See what his options are.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm curious. I mean, I'm curious to see where he's ranked in the heavyweight division. Because he should be top five, right?
He definitely. He's top two, top three. I'm really excited for that that card coming up. I'm really excited for that. I think I'm most looking forward to seeing how the Aljamain Sterling and Peter Yan fight goes. I'm really interested in that one. Okay, heavyweight. Stipe Miocic is a champ. Francis Ngannou ranked number one. Derek Lewis made his move to number two. Curtis Blaydes number three. Rozenstruik is number four. Volkov number five. Alistair number six. Gagne, who's fighting Rozenstruik, is number seven. Shamil Akhmadov is number nine. No, eight. I'm sorry. Augusto Sakai is number nine. And Chris Dawk is who just fought this past card is number 10. Walt Harris, 11. Junior. Damn, Junior is all the way down to 12.
Sad. Sad, man. I mean, see, like he's another guy that should retire already.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what else?
You got, like, two kids. You're champion at one point.
And it's Shin suspect now.
Yeah, you don't have it anymore.
Kane took that away from you.
Blagodov, Ivan is number 14. Sergey Povilov and Marcin Tybura is number 15. That's a good. You know what? It's weird because the ladder, like the 10 through 15, those guys are pretty dangerous, man.
Yeah,
those guys aren't no punks. And the heavyweight division, I think, is probably the most stacked.
Probably the best that's been in a long time.
It's top heavy, but the guys 5 through 15 are
no joke at all.
They're no joke, man. Those guys take each other out all the time, man. It doesn't matter if you put 15 up with 6. Tibra and Overeem, like, you can mix and match, and these guys will take each other out on any given Saturday, you know?
Damn.
I say Derek Lewis, let's say Rozenstruik wins.
I was about to say that, too.
Yeah.
Because they're ranked, you know, kind of close to each other.
Yeah, I say mix and match Curtis Blaydes with the winner. And Chris Blaydes and Derek Lewis with the winners of Rozenstruik and
that's not a bad idea at all.
Just mix and match them. Boom,
boom. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of leaves Volkov out there in the wind. I mean, depending on how fast Overeem comes back, that could change things, but.
Yeah, but you're right, though. Like, I don't see him coming back before fall.
Yeah, maybe summer, especially with that nose.
Ooh, well,
I don't know.
We're gonna be in March, so
you could do
that's very possible, actually.
Yeah, I mean, either way, you can mix and match a lot of these guys. Just give them fights and just let the play out. Because I'm telling you, that Stipe, Francis, and John Jones, they're gonna hold up that title picture for the rest of the year. That's not going anywhere. But that was a good card, man. And this weekend, we got another set of heavyweights going at it, so it's going to really shake up the division this past weekend and this weekend. So, all right, so yeah, that was the card, man. Great card this weekend. I mean, I'm looking forward to this weekend. It's a sleeper card. You know, obviously the big names aren't at the. There's no big names on the card, at least for casuals. But I mean, hardcores, you could pick a bunch of fights on there.
Yeah,
a bunch of names on there.
But almost, you know, every time those small cards kind of come from behind and challenge to be great cards.
There's a lot of matchups being made. There's not a lot of news out there this week, unfortunately. Sorry, guys, but there's a lot of matchups being made. So, ONE Championship is making their TNT debut, their broadcast network, U.S. broadcast network, you know, whatever cable network TV debut. And on the card is Sage Northcutt, and is facing MMA legend Shinya Aoki.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was a great. Interesting matchup right there.
I never thought those two names would be
no. That's one generation mid-2000s, early 2000s kind of generation, then you have like a kid who's like, I don't know what age is, maybe 25. Valentina Shevchenko versus Jessica Andrade is booked for UFC 261. Mm-hmm. That is for the flyweight title. Let's see here. Going back to one championship, they also announced an 8-woman Grand Prix for the Atom Weight Championship title that is vacant. Maybe not vacant because Angelique is pregnant right now. Mm. Did she have her kid yet? I don't think she had her kid. No, she's pregnant at the moment.
Damn.
And is expecting some time before summer. Yeah, so
she's so freaking sexy.
So they're having an 8-woman tournament. I'm assuming to face her at some point, but most likely they're going to have to go with a vacant title and then have Angela come back and try to get it back.
Yeah.
What else? Edson Barboza re-signing with a multi-fight deal with the UFC. Come back. Are you surprised by that, or you think he should have went to Bellator?
No.
I like to see Barboza in Bellator.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good move, him staying in the UFC, I think.
Yeah.
Because he's not bad at all.
No,
I mean, if anything,
for him, if he was at welterweight, Barboza, if he was a natural welterweight, I think him at welterweight would be fun. But him at lightweight, there's a couple of matchups there.
There's like, more fights for him in welterweight for sure.
Yeah, and I think in the UFC, if he's stays at lightweight, then I think it's just a lot more names. It's hot right now that division. Yeah, so just stay.
But you're right, because you know Bellator, you get the money, the sponsors,
yeah,
and it's still fine on TV.
It's a fresh
matchups, yeah.
Matchups. I don't know, man. With them being on Showtime now exclusively, it's not the same as it used.
It's stupid. That was a dumb move.
Dumb move.
Especially right now, like in the pandemic, people can't afford those premium channels.
And you go to like, I thought that was the dumbest move they've ever made. You're going further and further and further away from. Casuals.
I mean, it was bad enough like trying to shoot their fights on their Paramount network.
Yeah, now they then yeah, and I think it's a bad move. I honestly think it's going to come back and bite them in the ass because it's going to bite them in the ass in terms of enticing fighters to come over to their promotion like Anetzer Barboza. Why when you're on fucking Showtime,
a premium channel where
you know
a lot of fans are going to be
yeah.
I mean, and especially in MMA, where people want to pay for fights, or there's like a paywall for every major promotion out there.
Yeah.
People are going to like spend that money on the UFC.
And the UFC is on ESPN, ESPN Plus, pay-per-view, and ABC Network.
Yeah.
I mean, or Showtime. What do you want to do?
Like, yeah.
Davison Figueiredo versus Brandon Moreno rematch is rescheduled. Not rescheduled, set. For UFC, I don't think it has a number yet, and that's for in June. And aside from that, that is all the matchups for this week. Mm. Let's get to this weekend's card because, although not a lot of big names, it's a good one. Also, quick mention is ONE Championship is having a fight this weekend, this Friday, and Angela Lee's younger sister, I think, is making her debut. So that's something to look out for. UFC Fight Night 186, Rozenstruik versus Gane. It's this weekend on ESPN and ESPN Plus. Let's go over this card because there's some decent names on here, man. Even on the undercard. I like it. Let's get to this right now. Okay, so this card, you go on the undercard, even on the very first fight, you have Dustin Jacoby coming back. You have also on the prelims, Alexis Davis versus Sabina Mazo. You have Alex Oliveira, Cowboy Oliveira, making his return against Ramazan Kurmagomedov. Angela Hill versus Ashley Yoder. Alex Hernandez versus Thiago Moises. Those prelims, those are fun.
Hope Angela Hill wins. Like, she deserves it. I feel bad for that chick.
Did you see her calling out Tisha Torres? She's like, Tisha's avoiding her. She called her out. It's a pretty good one.
Good.
Alex Caceres versus Kevin Kroom kicks off the main card. Pedro Munhoz versus Jimmy Rivera is.
Jeez, I haven't seen Jimmy Rivera fighting forever.
Yeah, that's a great fight right there though. Those two. Montana De La Rosa versus Myra Buena Silva, Magomedov Akhalov versus Nikita Krylov is your co-main event, and Rozenstruik versus Gone, Cyril Gone is your main event. This wasn't the original main event. I forgot who dropped out, but this is your current main event. So, what do you think? Who do you like? Do any of the fights? Any other fights interest you in terms of what you're interested in?
The Jamie Rivera and Pedro fight and the Alex Caceres, Kevin
Kroom. Yeah. I like the Hernandez versus Thiago Moyes. I think that's a great one. Angela Hill versus Yoder. I think Yoder's tough. She's an attractive girl too.
But I just want Angela Hill to win.
Yeah, I think this is a winnable fight for her.
Yeah.
Alexis Davis versus Sabina Mazo, I'm interested in too. Angela
Davis is still fighting.
I know.
I mean, Alexis Davis.
Yeah.
Remember we saw at the Whole Foods in San Diego?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like all that shit just comes in my head.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, we're going down a little bit memory lane. We've done a lot of stuff. We've done a lot of stuff. We should just air out our shit right now because we've done a lot of stuff in this, this media fucking sport. Interviewed some of the biggest names.
Oh yeah, by far, yeah.
We've had
from Royce Gracie to like,
I mean, think about all the people when we started at the comic book store in the studio back
Raquel
there.
Pennington.
We had who do we have call in? Raquel Pennington, Mark Hunt.
Mark Hunt, huh?
Yeah, we had Boss Rutan call
Boss
in.
Boss Rutan, that's right.
We've had who else do we have? We didn't have.
Luke Thomas.
Yeah, we had Luke Thomas.
That's
call
crazy,
in.
Right?
Yeah, we had Luke Thomas call in.
Mark Ramondi, John Pollock,
Eddie Bravo,
multiple times.
Who else? We really had a ton of people, man. I mean, we've had interviews with Tito.
Oh, Sarah McMahon.
Yeah, Sarah McMahon. We've had her on a couple of times.
Yeah, a couple of times. Yeah.
We've had Max Holloway, who we were just talking about.
Yeah, Max
we've
Holloway,
had him on the show.
Tito Ortiz. Misha Tate.
Misha Tate.
Royce Gracie, Brian Ortega.
Yep.
So
many. Think of all this.
Rampage. No. Do we have Rampage?
I don't remember.
No.
Like just him on. Like no. I think we.
Ask questions. Right? Yeah.
You know. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Frank Mir.
Phone booth fighting.
Obviously. Yeah.
Who else? I mean, I'm going to go back and look at some of our recorded and give you some name drop a little bit because we've done a lot. We've done
Megan Anderson
a ton of times. Eric Anders, John Fitch.
Mm, oh, yeah, John Fitch.
John Fitch is one of the coolest ones we've ever had on this show. Like just a super nice guy. Ed Ruth.
Tony Ferguson.
Yeah. Ed Ruth.
Yeah.
From Bellator.
Yeah.
Alejandra Lara, Denise Kieltz, Calvin Gastelum, Ben Saunders. That was from EBI. Gary Tonin, before Gary Tonin and Gordon Ryan were Gary Tonin and Gordon Ryan.
Yeah.
In the early EBI days. I see Jimmy Rivera, who's actually on this card, has been on the show.
Frank Henniger's coach, Mark. Is it Mark? Frank Henniger's boxing coach?
Oh. God, Mark Henry.
Mark Henry, there you go.
Yeah. Bellator heads out there, Vita Arteaga, Trevin Giles from the UFC, Martin Nguyen from ONE Championship, who ended up becoming a champion.
Oh, Angela Hill.
Angela Hill.
That's right, yeah.
God, we could go down the list. Rafion Stotts, Sabina Mazo, who's fighting on this weekend's card.
Yeah.
God, you name it. Zoila Frosto, who we're just talking about.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see, Dustin Jacoby, actually, who is fighting this weekend, has also been on the show.
That's right.
Elima McFarlane.
She's a buddy of ours.
Yeah, I mean, when she was on the show, this was 4 years ago when she was on the show.
Mm.
She was barely making her way. This is shortly after her old infamous soccer mom beatdown when she beat that chick.
Yeah.
Liz Carmouche.
Yeah, that's right.
Chai Lewis Perry made a couple of appearances.
Yeah.
Mercedes Tyrell, Tatiana Suarez.
Oh, yeah, Tatiana Suarez, that's right.
Yeah. Georgie Karakanian.
Aaron Pico.
Yeah, Tony Ferguson. Damn, I gotta go back and listen to some of these.
Right, know how they.
Tanya Evinger. Ed Soares. Yeah. Ed Soares. We even had Ed Soares on there.
Damn.
Ariel Beck. God, I'm just going down the list of all the people that we had. Yeah, there you go. Mark Henry, Gochi Yamaguchi, Claudio Silva. Amanda Nunes.
Amanda Nunes, that's right. Yeah.
Amanda Nunes. We interviewed Amanda Nunes 5 years ago.
That's crazy.
Our friend Robin Black, New York Rick, who's been on our show like 3 or 4 times already.
He's,
still roots for us in some way. He's got like 2 kids now.
Yeah.
Shannon Knapp, president of Invicta.
Yeah.
God, who else?
Stitch
Duran, yeah. Rico Verhoeven. We've had him call in. Rico Verhoeven.
That's right. Yeah. That's nuts.
5 years ago, we had Rico Verhoeven.
That's nuts.
Yeah, he's still heavyweight king right now. He just fought like 3 weeks ago. I was watching it. All right, I sent you the link. Remember?
Yeah.
Megan Anderson, who's fighting in Angela Lee. Angela Lee. Who's fighting pretty soon. I think her fight just got announced.
No, Andrea Lee.
Andrea Lee, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, you're right. Raquel Pennington. Mark Ramundi was actually our first guest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, he wasn't.
Oh, no. What's his face as the first guest?
Manny. Manny Hernandez. For SDCC, it's a San Diego Combat Academy. They were, Liz Carmouche comes out of there. She's still there. Lima McFarland comes out of there. Their head coach, Manolo Hernandez. And yeah, man, we've had.
It's crazy, like those names we just mentioned.
And that's not even those are just majority of the big names. We've had a lot of other people, but you know, you could go down the list, but yeah, man, and some of our media member friends, John Pollock, Wei Tang. A lot of these guys have helped us out. Mark Ramundi, Luke Thomas.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy. Probably wouldn't give us a time of day.
Oh, hell no. No. We interviewed. Yeah. Luke Thomas was on our show.
That was the day after Ronda got knocked out by Holly Holm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Monday.
Rose Gracie, who's she actually helped us out a lot.
Yeah.
Just giving us support and all that. Victor Kui. Who's one of the heads of ONE Championship. And Robin Black, Esther Lynn.
Oh, yeah, Esther Lynn, yeah.
Yeah.
More than once.
Yeah, more than once. So, Nick Newell.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Damn, I forgot about that. Those interviews.
We put in some work. I don't know if you guys understand. We put in some work into this show. Road trips. Equipment. What else?
Fuck, dude, we did a lot.
The
judging was probably my highlight.
Yeah, the judging. We, the Bellator mock judging press thing that we were able to do. Yeah, that was probably one of the best.
Just because, like, we got to judge fights, we had, like, a small run-in with the Diaz brothers
in
the restroom.
And why aren't we signed to anybody?
I don't know.
Why aren't we fucking signed?
Because we're Jews and we're brown. That's why.
Why the fuck aren't we signed to anybody? Why aren't we making that money right now? Why are we still got fucking day jobs and shit?
The fucking work that we put in. I mean, there's people that are credentialed, but they use
credentialed and like barely in their first, second year.
And they
haven't done nearly the amount of shit that we've done. I don't know, man.
It's because we're brown, dude.
It's because we're brown.
God damn it.
I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. I sit back a lot of times. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck am I not like doing, like getting paid for this shit? Like, why am I not? Damn.
Yeah, it sucks.
It sucks, dude. It sucks. And we don't even
especially,
have, like.
Like all those names you just mentioned. All those crazy.
Names. All the names. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe because we don't have a name ourselves, we're like just two people.
And like you would think that our media friends would help us out. Fuck yeah. No. It's like every man for himself. Oh, the Submission Reno guys too.
Oh yeah, them too. Yeah, they're fucking doing pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
And I don't think I don't want to hate on anybody, you know what I mean? But it's like I think are we just not entertaining enough? Are we not doing crazy wacky shit? Are we not trying to be people that we're not?
Comment on the section below.
Yeah, comment on the section below. Subscribe, like, share, and that's our show. Yeah. Yeah, fuck, God, no. Damn it. God,
I need a beer. All right, guys.
All right.
See you guys next week. See you guys
later. Enjoy the fights. Like, subscribe, share.
You all know that. Comment below.
And go fuck yourself. No, I'm just playing. We love you.